Let's turn in the scriptures to Job chapter 24. Job chapter 24. And we will be reading verses 1 through 25. Job chapter 24. And beginning in God's word in verse 1, these are God's words. Why, seeing times are not hidden from the Almighty, do they that know Him not see His days? Some remove the landmarks, they violently take away flocks and feed thereof. They drive away the ass of the fatherless, they take the widow's ox for a pledge. They turn the needy out of the way, the poor of the earth hide themselves together. Behold, as wild asses in the desert, go they forth to their work, rising betimes for a prey, the wilderness yieldeth food for them and for their children. They reap every one his corn in the field, and they gather the vintage of the wicked. They cause the naked to lodge without clothing, that they have no covering in the cold. They are wet with the showers of the mountains, and embrace the rock of want of a shelter. They pluck the fatherless from the breast and take a pledge of the poor. They cause them to go naked without clothing, and they take away the sheaf from the hungry, which make oil within their walls and tread their wine presses and suffer thirst. Men groan from out of the city, and the soul of the wounded crieth out. Yet God layeth not folly to them. They are of those that rebel against the light. They know not the ways thereof, nor abide in the paths thereof. The murderer rising with the light killeth the poor and needy, and in the night is as a thief. The eye also of the adulterer waiteth for the twilight, saying, no eye shall see me, and disguiseth his face. In the dark they dig through houses, which they had marked for themselves in the daytime. They know not the light. For the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. If one know them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death. He is swift as the waters. Their portion is cursed in the earth. He beholdeth not the way of the vineyards. Drought and heat consume the snow waters. So doth the grave those which hath sinned. The womb shall forget him. The worm shall feed sweetly on him. He shall be no more remembered, and wickedness shall be broken as a tree. He evil entreateth the barren that beareth not, and doeth not good to the widow. He draweth also the mighty with his power. He riseth up, and no man is sure of life. Though it be given him to be in safety whereon he resteth, yet his eyes are upon their ways. They are exalted for a little while, but are gone and brought low. They are taken out of the way as all other, and cut off as the tops of the ears of corn. And if it be not so now, who will make me a liar, and make my speech nothing worth? Those are God's words. Job has, in the last chapter, turned to the Lord, but now comes to speak again to his friends in this chapter. And remember what had been said by his friends previously about the wicked accusing and charging Job that he's the wicked one. But here Job discusses how in this life on earth many of the wicked are at ease and prosper, though they be evil. And those same people live in open defiance against the Lord to all human and divine laws. And Job reveals, as we know, that the punishment of the wicked isn't so visible, and takes the chapter to prove this. Through verse 12, those who do wrong to their neighbors often do not face true judgment, true righteous judgment in this life. Nor in this life do they, those who are so aggrieved by the wicked, see right and justice. And then through verse 17, those who secretly practice wickedness often go undiscovered and unpunished in this life. And then to the end of the chapter, that the Lord punishes the wicked, not always in this life, where they prosper, but holds their judgment for the future. We even see that language of the worm shall feed sweetly on him, remembering that the scriptures say that fire is not quenched and the worm eats. And so then, the conclusion then is we cannot say of all who are in trouble and or afflicted, we cannot say that they're wicked just because of those afflictions and sufferings or troubles, since not all who prosper in this life are righteous. And so, beloved, it's our duty to focus then on what? As Job has done in the previous chapter, to focus on God. The God who is who? The God of all vengeance. The God who will make all things right at the perfect time and bring about His perfect justice on the last day. And unlike the wicked, verses 21 and 22, in Christ, to consider, we are to consider the barren, verse 21, and do good to the widow. And in that, to exalt Christ, who so cares for us in our weaknesses. That is, to care for life. And that's what we're going to be studying this morning as well. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Father, we're thankful for Your Word. We're thankful that You are gracious to us. Even when we've gone through so many troubles and afflictions and sufferings, or even been persecuted, You are also always gracious to us, Your children. And You work together all things for the good of those who love You and are called according to Your purpose, in which we give You the praise. For that is our great comfort in this life. And all things will work together for good. For us. Your children. And Father, we're thankful that You have brought Your children. And You've made us to be part of Your family. We're thankful for Christ, our Savior. We're thankful that He died on the cross for our sins. We're thankful that before that He lived a perfect, righteous life, never sinning. And yet was found in union with us in our sin and was condemned for our sins. In which You heard the words of Your Son, my God, why hast Thou forsaken Me? That was what we deserved. And yet You never leave us nor forsake us. But You receive us for Christ's sake every day and every moment. How gracious and merciful You are. And we thank You, Father. We're thankful for the Son, Jesus Christ. We're thankful for Your Holy Spirit who indwells our hearts. We are thankful for You and how You are such an all-powerful, all-knowing God. Even though we don't know the end from the beginning, You know. And even though we don't know why, just like Job doesn't know why he's going through such trouble and adversity and suffering and affliction, yet, Father, You are showing us in this book that You still know. And You'll reveal it to him at the right time. Just as You will reveal such things to us at the right time. But even now You've revealed that it's for Your glory. And this we give You praise. For that is why we are here. That's our chief end. To glorify You. And enjoy You. Forever. Our Father, we plead today that you would turn us from wickedness. That you would cause us to examine our hearts and our lives, that we would turn from all our sins, our weaknesses, that we would turn unto you and put on strength, to put on and clothe us, we plead, with the righteousness of Christ. We do pray and ask for your help, that you would turn us from those sins that we have committed against you, all of them committed against you, for you are the holy God. That we have sought out other gods, we've made other gods, we've created idols in our hearts and in our eyes, in our thoughts, in our lives. We've taken your name in vain and blasphemed your name. And we ought to have honored you with our lips. We honored the world or sin with our lips, or remained silent and thereby blasphemed your name by not proclaiming the truth when falsity was proclaimed. Our Father, we ask that you would forgive us, even now, as you've called us to remember the Sabbath day, to keep the Sabbath day holy. We have already made it common, like any other day, and not worshipped you, focused on you, have our thoughts upon you alone. We've made it like any other day, and we thought about our work, our jobs, and daily duties and chores that we have. We've taken pleasure in the world. And so, Father, forgive us of our sins. These sins which are so heinous, because it is the greatest commandment that we've broken, to love you with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our strength, even our minds. Father, forgive us and cleanse us. We're thankful for your promise that you do cleanse us if we do truly repent and turn to you. To turn from our sins, to put them to death, to turn unto you, that you are righteous and just to forgive us, for you are our advocate. Jesus Christ the righteous is our advocate who pleads for us and even pleads for us now. As we come before your throne, even our worship, you are pleading for us, perfecting our worship, perfecting our prayers, perfecting our hearing, perfecting our preaching, perfecting our singing. We're thankful for this. That there would, we pray, that would never come mediocre or false worship unto you. We pray that you would perfect it in your Son. That your name would be given all glory and praise that is deserving, that you are deserving of. And Father, we also ask for our bodies to strengthen us. We are weak pilgrims, strangers who are not home yet, and we long to be home with you in glory. And yet while we are here, there is weakness and frailty. We ask that you would strengthen us. We give you praise that you're a God who answers our prayers, as we prayed last Lord's Day for Lee and her water to be fixed. It has been fixed. We praise you for this. That you're the God who provides and provided. She's still with us this morning. And so you've provided for her even when there was struggle or trouble. Father, we do ask that you would strengthen Elijah, who has a sore throat. We ask that you would heal him and strengthen his body. Our Father, we ask that you would be with Larry, who has a strained back, that you would strengthen him and heal his muscles. And Father, we ask that you would be with Philip, and that you would strengthen his leg that needs to be healed, that he might work and honor you through his work. Father, we do praise you that you have provided for us each day, each one of us, who are your children. And Father, we ask that you would continue providing for this congregation, spiritually, physically. May your name would be given praise. You've always provided for this congregation, and you've always upheld us, and you've not snuffed out our lampstand, and this we give you praise for. Father, this day, as we consider our nation, we do pray that you would cause our nation to turn to you. That the citizens of this nation would turn unto you. But the only way that this could happen is through a great miracle of your working, or through the ordinary means of the gospel. And our duty is to proclaim the gospel. We pray that you would work through us, weak instruments as we are, to show your strength, which you are all powerful. You can save a nation. And we know that it is your will to save whoever lives here at a particular time in the future, whoever that might be. And we plead that you would save your people, your elect, and turn this nation from its wickedness, from its murder, as we'll consider this morning, and that it would exalt in you by exalting in life, because you're the God of life. For you're the creator of the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that in them is. I pray that our nation's leaders, even local leaders, would covenant with Christ, your Son. That they would be ruled by King Jesus, and thereby under Him rule according to your law, and not their own law, which is wicked. Our Father, today we ask for your help. As we continue worshiping you, may your name be praised, and call us to your Son. Grant us salvation in Him. We pray for those who are not your children today, who are not able rightly and truthfully to cry out to you, Abba, Father, because you have not given them your Holy Spirit, nor called them and granted them the grace of faith. Lord, grant them your Spirit and grant them faith, that they would trust in Christ and bow the knee unto Him. And we pray that for every single person here, even of our children, any who are in the womb, of which we are reminded, Father. We do pray for those who are barren, who cannot produce children, at least according to man, that you, the God who closes wombs, we pray that you would open wombs and produce more heirs, heirs and sons of God and daughters of God, and that would love you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.